Larry Wakefield, Harry Gildean, Bill Simms, and John Shea back at NCHS Stadium. You didn't hear that. Harry and his coffee tonight. Well, they're lining up now. The Trojans going out on the field. They'll be receiving. And the Laramie Plainsmen will be kicking. As the second half activity is almost underway, the NCHS fight song in the background. And the crowd on their feet now, cheering on the Trojans. They'd like to see a victory tonight.
Well, I think I would too, Larry, and I'm sure you would too. And we're going to do everything we can up here, pull everything, squeeze everything, cross everything we possibly can in order to bring a victory home for our Trojans.
Do they have the chain gang out tonight, Harry, with the rubber chain so they can stretch it out for those 10 yards?
We fixed that up so that when Laramie gets the ball, of course, it stretches out where the 10 yards actually is around 12, and then when we have the ball, it tightens up to it's about 6 yards for us.
Well, all is fair in
love and war.
And football.
And football.
Okay. The Laramie Plainsmen spotting the ball down on their own 40-yard line as Bill Simms adjusts my microphone. Thank you, Bill. They're ready. Deep, Wojcik, Burgess, and Smith for the Kelly Walsh Trojans. There's the kick. Second half underway. It's deep. It's taken by Wojcik at his own 5.
Come on, Frank.
He's up to the 10. The 50. The 20. He gets by one man. 25. Cuts back in. Gets across the 25. Out to the 26-yard line before he's hit in there by Grothaus along with Larry Girard and Chris Johnson for the Laramie Plainsmen. So the second half underway now with the Kelly Walsh Trojans having a first and 10 of their own 25-yard line.
And here we go. This is the big half.
Well, we hope that the Trojans can bring home the bacon in the second half because they certainly like to have a win over the Laramie Plainsmen tonight. Randy Glasspool quarterbacking, doing a good job of mixing up the plays. Sets the team, gives off to... No, he fakes, goes deep, throws to Wojcik.
Go, 40, Frank!
45, 50, cross the 50, down to the 48-yard line. A beautiful fake in there by Glasspool quarterbacking the Trojans. He faked to the big man, Winterhalter, up the middle, and he threw out the flat to Wojcik, who took the ball on the 40, got across the 50, down to the 48-yard line before Randy Davis and Scott Freeman brought him down. So we have another first and 10 situation. The
and
Trojans,
that offense is being opened up a little bit, Larry, just like we thought it would be.
Right, Harry. The Trojans now in Plainsman territory as Glasspool fakes up the middle, gives to Winterhalter, crosses the 45. They'll spot it up at about the 45-yard line. Victor Bush, 185-pound senior, in on the stop. 11 minutes remaining in the third quarter of play. Plainsman leading, 7-6. Trojans in Plainsman territory, 45-yard line, as a matter of fact, with a 2nd-and-7 situation. As the Trojans come up to the line, break out of the huddle. Glasspool quarterbacking. The right end, Turek, split out to the right. Glasspool fakes one man, pitches back to Smith, sweeps left end. He's across the 40, down to the 35, down to the 31-yard line before Randy Davis makes the stop. 31-yard line. It's enough for the 1st-and-10. Trojans on the move. 1st-and-10. They're down to the Laramie 31-yard line. Let's bring in Harry Gildean before he takes that sip of coffee to recap that play.
Well, that was a sweep between the tackle and the end. Hal tried to get outside, but that offense or that defensive end played wide, and of course he couldn't get outside. He cut in between the end and the tackle, found some good blocking, and went upfield for the nice game.
Glasspool gives off to Wojcik, sweeps right, he's in trouble. He's thrown for about a 4-yard loss by Chris Johnson, the big defensive left end.
So I'll tell you what they're doing there, Larry. They're playing the defensive end on the wide side of the field for Laramie is playing a little deeper than he normally would. In other words, he's about a yard and a half off the line of scrimmage and beyond the offensive end. Where on the short side of the field, the defensive end is playing just about on the outside shoulder of the offensive end.
Split to the left as the Trojans come to the line. Mitterhaller has the ball as he crosses over
fumble,
the 40.
Fumble.
Fumble on the play. Who's got it? Fumble. And they say Laramie has taken over. Laramie recovers on their own 34-yard line. And on the recovery was number 80, Kent Grothaus, playing heads-up football. Winterhalter took the ball, got across the 35, fumbled, and it was picked up by Kent Grothaus. So the Plainsmen stop the Trojans, take over, 1st-and-10, 9.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter of play as Hitchcock brings the Plainsmen up to the line. He gives off to number 20 in there. Randy Davis crosses the 35. And Davis gets up to the 39-yard line before he's brought down by Tom Churick, 160-pound senior. Defensive left end for the Trojans. It'll be second and about six. Second and six for the Plainsmen. They're on their own 39-yard line. 6-3 defense for the Trojans. Hitchcock calling the signals. Takes the snap. Gives to the second man up the middle. Bonger. Bonger goes up to the 49-yard line. Picks up five.
We got a
maybe
flag, Larry.
I was going to say it probably would be close enough for a measurement. A flag on the play. Officials timeout. Now they say Laramie timeout. So Laramie has called timeout. We'll find out about the infraction in just a moment. There's timeout on the field with a score Laramie 7, Kelly Wall 6. We'll be back after a word from Hilltop.
You know, bowling is fun for the entire family, and Hilltop Bowling Lanes offer you the most modern equipment in Casper. You can enjoy your favorite refreshments at the snack bar, too. When pressure and frustration build up, don't take it out on the kids, the dog, or the boss. Take your tensions to Hilltop Bowling Lanes and bowl them away. Knocking down those pins is not only good exercise, but it's good fun, too. Next time you feel like throwing something, throw a bowling ball down the lanes at Hilltop Bowling Lanes. Open bowling Wednesday and Friday nights all night, Monday and Tuesday after 9, and all day and night on Saturday. Starting this Saturday, enjoy the sweepers on Saturday night. Free bowling lessons in the afternoon at Hilltop Bowling Lanes and Hilltop Shopping Center.
Laramie takes the ball. Hitchcock hands off to Bonger, who crossed the 35-yard line. There was a 5-yard penalty on the play for the Plainsmen. It's now 3rd and 9 situation as they pick up 4 of those 5 yards. 3rd and 9 on their own 36-yard line. Hitchcock, look, quarterbacking, hands off to
delayed.
Number 20, Davis, who crosses the 35, picks up about 2 yards on the play before he's stopped in there by number 60, Mike Hudgens, for the Kelly Walsh Trojans. So it'll be 4th and 7. 4th and 7. The ball spotted down on the Laramie Plainsman 44-yard line, so they're forced into a punting situation.
And I can't think of a better place to block a punt.
I think they heard you, Harry, as they're getting fired up. Chris Johnson doing the punting. Wolchek and Smith deep. There's the kick, and
man,
it's just about blocked. And Smith will... No, Wolchek takes the ball on his own 20. The 25... smothering Wolchek on his own 25-yard line.
And I'll say this, Larry, those Plainsmen do a tremendous job on kickoff returns, or kickoffs rather, and punts. They really cover that field hard and fast, and the receiving team really doesn't get much of a chance on any type of return.
First and 10, Trojans up to their own 25-yard line as Glasspool takes the ball from the center, hands off to Smith. Oh, it's Winterhalder. Winterhalder with another fine gainer. Gets across the 30 up to the 34-yard line before he's brought down by Randy Davis, 160-pound junior, defensively for the Plainsmen. Let's say second and about 3.
And this kid is really running hard.
Winterhalder doing one of his finer jobs at that fullback slot tonight that we've seen all season. And he's got another year left for the Trojans. 2nd and 3. Trojans come up to the line. As they give off to Smith, sweeping left hand. He jumps 2 men, 3 men, across the 35.
Good job!
Up to the 34. He gets across 35 up to about the 39-yard line before Scott Freeman, 154-pound sophomore, stopped him. The dot before Smith had enough for the first down. 1st and 10, Trojans on the move again.
Good example of fine balance and coordination by Hal Smith. He had a jump, was off balance, spun, made a diving effort to gather a few more yards, and was just a tremendous run, even though it wasn't very long.
Well, I think in these first 5 ball games, it's been that second effort and desire that has paid off for the Trojans. 1st and 10, 6.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Trojans trail 7-6. Glasspool pitches back to Wolchek, sweeping right in. He's in trouble, back to his 35, stopped, reverses field. Now he goes back to the right again as he gets up to the 35. He'll lose about 3 on the play. Chris Johnson, 179-pound in, finally makes a stop on the play. And he loses about 3 or 4 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 13 for the Kelly Walsh Trojans. Wolchek got in trouble in the backfield, reversed his field about 3 times, finally stopped by the big left defensive end, number 82, Johnson, for the Plainsmen.
And there again, Larry, we saw they were trying to sweep to the wide side of the field, and that end playing way outside had a great deal to say about the effectiveness of that play.
Glasspool Hands off to Winterhalter. Charges straight ahead. Picks up about four. It'll be third and 10 now for the Kelly Walls Trojans. Defensively, Danny Schwartz on the stop for the Plainsman, 170-pound junior. We know quite a few juniors in the lineup for Laramie, and probably the Laramie squad will be another powerhouse in the state next year. Third and 10 with 5.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter of play. On the Hilltop scoreboard, Laramie 7, Kelly Walsh 6. Trojans come up to the line. 6-2-2-1 defense. As Winterhalter takes the ball. No, he fakes to Winterhalter. Pitches back to Smith, who gets in trouble. He loses about four on the play. Grothouse in on the stop. He made a nice fake up the middle to Winterhalter. Handed off to his halfback, Smith. Smith loses about four on the play. The ball back on the 39-yard line of the Trojans. We have a fourth and 14 situation. And deep, it's Tom Chirik doing the punting. He's standing on his own 20. Bonger and Davis are deep. There's the kick. He gets it off. It's high. It'll be taken on about the... He's going to let it go. Goes down to the 30.
Keep going.
Oh, he stopped the ball there on the 26, 24-yard line. Down the ball, actually. So the Plainsmen will take over.
There's a flag down there.
On their 24-yard line. We note one referee is waving his hands. There is a red flag on the play, as Harry just noted. And... they're going to call it back. Looks like it will be a penalty possibly against Laramie.
And I didn't get the sign from the officials, so I'm not sure if it's a roughness penalty against a kicker or an offside or what. But if it's 15 yards, we can be pretty sure it's a roughness penalty.
It's going to be a 15-yarder. That'll be enough for the first and 10 for the Trojans. A good break as they get right on the 50-yard line. First down for the Trojans. The fans like that call. First and 10 for the Trojans. Roughing the kicker, I believe, was the penalty.
That's right, and this is one of the breaks that could keep a drive alive. Remember in that first, second quarter, when they lost that break on a similar penalty, Laramie took over and then went down to score their first touchdown and gained the lead, Larry.
There's 4.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter of play on the Hilltop scoreboard as the Trojans come up to the line with a first and 10 on the 50. Glasspool quarterbacking. He hands off to the big man. No, he fakes. He goes back in the pocket, and he throws incomplete to Wojcik. It was close, but the ball was grounded. Dan Dolan defensively in there for the Laramie Plainsman. Wojcik grounded the ball, so it's incomplete. It goes second and 10 on the 50-yard line for the Kelly Walsh Trojans.
Say, Larry, you know, at this time, I'd like to congratulate the Kelly Walsh Trojan golf team. They were very successful in their bid in winning the state championship this year. And I believe, in fact, I know it's the first championship that Kelly Walsh, state championship that Kelly Walsh has enjoyed.
All right, Harry. Fumble on the play. Glasspool falls on it. It's back in Trojan territory at the 48. Glasspool looks like he may have gotten in a hurry, and he got set and jumped before he had complete control of the ball. But he fell on his own fumble. It's back now to the 48-yard line. That cost him 2 yards and a down. So it's now third and 12. Kelly Walsh on their own 48-yard line. On the Hilltop scoreboard, 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter of play. T formation for the Trojans is Glasspool. Fakes to one man, goes back in the pocket, and he throws deep to Chirik, and
he's got it!
A beautiful. Complete down to the 35-yard line.
Nice catch. There were two men all over him, Larry, and he made a tremendous effort and caught that ball. He took it right away from him. A real nice catch by Tom Chirik.
And coaches on the sidelines. Chirik being brought out of the lineup for just a moment. It was Davis and Bonger defensively all over Chirik, but he made the grab on the 35 and up for the first down. So Kelly Walsh again on the move. As they have a first and 10 situation with 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter on the Plainsman 35. And Winterhalter takes the ball across the 35, down about the 33-yard line before Steve Lemons makes the stop, 165-pound junior. It'll be second and 9 for the Trojans. 33.5-yard line they spot the ball of the Plainsmen. It's on the far side hash mark. Second and 9, Trojans come to the line. They'd like to get another score. Glasspool takes the snap. He hands off, fakes a handoff, throws deep to Wojcik, who was wide open. On that play, Wojcik went down into the left flat. He was wide open on the 10-yard line. With Dan Dolan, the defensive halfback, losing about three steps to the speedster Wojcik. But Glasspool overthrew him by about 2 feet. Or we would have had another touchdown, chances are, if he'd have pulled that one in. Third and nine with 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter of play. Trojans going for the big one, almost complete. Trojans back to the line. Glasspool, a quickie. He throws. It's complete to Turek, who goes down 35. Brought down on the 31-yard line by Dan Dolan. Should be good for about 4 or 5 yards on the play. And it'll be fourth and two. Fourth and two now with 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter of play. And a big play now coming up for the Trojans. Looked like maybe one of the backs had a message or was talking there with a quarterback, possibly on that play. He might have been wide open.
I look for him to send Big Winterhalter up between the tackle and the end.
Well, so far he's come through tonight. Let's find out. They're up to the line. He gives off to Smith. Streets left in. It's going to be close. He faked to Winterhalter up the middle. Smith jumping one man. They're going to measure.
This is going to be an important measurement, I'll tell you.
Bush and Davis defensively for the Plainsmen. It's close for the measurement. It may be short by about 2.25 inches. Looks like that from here. It's 2 minutes, 20 seconds remaining on the Hilltop scoreboard. Man. They are short an inch. Mercy, about 1.25 inches, like we said. Laramie of Hell now. That was a very important defensive play for the Plainsmen, so they get the ball, and that's what they want.
You know, one of the great coaches of our time has said that this game of football is on the field is 100 yards long, but the game is decided by inches.
The Plainsmen have a first and 10 on their own 24-yard line as Hitchcock.
There's a delay.
Gives to Davis up to the 30-yard line before he's brought down by Tom Turek and Frank Wojcik. Picks up a good 5 yards on the play. What the quarterback Hitchcock is doing is faking to one man. Hitchcock fakes to one man. Davis at right half is delaying about 2 seconds, then takes the ball, charges over the line, picks up five on that play. A second and five. It's on the 30-yard line of the Plainsmen. As they hand off to Bonger, the big boy goes across the 35 down to the 36-yard line. Hal Smith tripped him up on the 34, falls up to the 36-yard line, where it's enough of the first and 10. Plainsmen first and 10. They're on their own 36-yard line. There's 1:30 remaining on the third quarter of play. Hilltop scoreboard shows the Plainsmen leading by a score of 7-6. There's a red flag. As
get him, boys! Get him, boys!
He's going to throw. No, he doesn't throw. He runs out of bounds at about the 50-yard line. There's a red flag on the play. Illegal procedure against the Plainsmen, which is a break, of course, for the Kelly Walsh Trojans. That would have been enough for the first down out to about the 50 for the Plainsmen. They'll call the play back. Should be about a first and 15 situation, as they'll probably be spotting it down right around the 30-yard line. Very fine game underway for you Kelly Walsh Trojan fans listening to the game tonight. You're missing a good one. Be on hand next Friday night as they host the number one team in the state. Cody.
We need another touchdown to make it a real good ball game, and I'm talking about the Trojans' efforts. They've been playing tremendous ball, and I just hope that they can keep one of these drives alive to go all the way in and score.
1:20 remaining in the third quarter. First and 15 for the Plainsmen. He pitches back to the fullback, who's going to throw.
Screen.
He throws in a screen to Bonger on the 30, the 35. A red flag could be clipping. 40 up to the 45-yard line. Red flag on the play. We saw that one up here. We'll wait for the official ruling. There's 1:15 remaining on the Hilltop scoreboard.
I'm sure that's what it is. I see Mr. Detai over there pulling his hair out, which is not unusual. This man fights hard, and he's going to try to really get to those officials if he possibly can without it costing them too many yards.
Do you mean, Harry, to tell me that coaches actually give the referees a bad time?
That happens occasionally.
Gee, you didn't, did you, Harry?
No, never.
Okay. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Only when we were out of town.
1:15 remaining on the Hilltop scoreboard. In the third quarter of play, They're talking to Bonger for the Plainsmen and Hudgens. Hudgens waves the Trojan defensive team, says, come on, let's go back about 15 yards or forward, as the case may be.
You see Mr. D-Tai out
there? D-Tai's on the field, I understand.
This is unusual.
I imagine he's talking to the officials, saying, what a beautiful evening for football. Certainly nice weather. And you're an idiot. Okay. I hope that the official doesn't have a transistor in his ear. It is definitely an infraction, as Mr. D-Tai informs us, on the Laramie Plainsman.
Oh, double infraction.
Offsetting penalties. There's a penalty on the Trojans, a penalty on the Plainsman, offsetting each other. So the ball will be spotted right back on the 36-yard line.
And we'll start all over again.
And we'll just run off about 45 seconds of time is all. Plainsman up to the line as he gives off
Jerk.
To
That's
Davis, who makes a nice attempt around right in. But he was brought down in there on a great defensive play by Turek, the left defensive end. Turek turned that play in.
Did a real fine job there, Larry, and the fact that he had two men in front of him.